Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today, I thought I'd come and talk to you just a little bit about the impact of wardrobe and how it really does influence us. Because I can tell you, people often say to me when they meet me at a networking event or out and about, someone who doesn't understand what I do, and they'll say, but why does it matter what I wear? Does anybody notice what I wear? Nobody notices anyway. Does it really, you know, like, who cares? It is one of those things that I hear all the time. And it brought to mind this quote that I heard from an interview with Daniel Levy, who is the creator and one of the actors in the TV series Schitt's Creek that you can see on Netflix. And he said that wardrobe is probably the most important element in storytelling outside of the actual writing, because we as people say so much about who we are and what we believe in and what we want and what we think of ourselves by the way we dress. And in fact, I remember hearing him in an interview talk about how wardrobe was one of the biggest things they spent their budget on when they started out. It was a very small show when it started out before it got all the Emmys. And he spent ages trawling eBay, finding just the right costumes for the characters because the impact of wardrobe is so great. And you know, it is one of those things when we're thinking about storytelling, well, we might think, well, I'm not an actor in a movie or a television show, but we are the protagonist of our own lives. And if you ever had to write a memoir about your life, of course, your wardrobe would come into it in some way or other. And in fact, that laid me down to thinking about, you know, like I read a lot of books, always have, and thinking about that so frequently, there is a description of a character, and it's usually very early on in a book, we will get some sort of description of the character, and that always includes wardrobe as well. In fact, I found this, you know, from Margaret Atwood's The Blind Assassin, and I'm just going to read it to you. This is a paragraph in early on, the start of the book. It says, I could picture the smooth oval of Laura's face, her neatly pinned chignon, the dress she would have been wearing, a shirt waist with a small rounded collar in a sober colour, navy, blue, steel grey, or hospital corridor green. Penitential colours, less like something she'd chosen to put on than like something that she'd been locked up in. And so that is really painting a picture of this character. We really start to get a vision of who they are and how they're feeling about themselves, where they are in their lives, what their values are, all those sorts of things by the description of what they are wearing. So it is one of those things that if we were thinking about how do I want to be perceived, this is where wardrobe comes in, because wardrobe is saying something about us. Do I want to be seen as really creative? Do I want to be perceived as very professional? Do I want to be perceived as really successful? Do I want to be perceived as influential or, you know, relaxed and approachable or fun and friendly? There's so many different things. And this is why one of the things I do in my Seven Steps of Style program is help you to understand how you do want to be perceived, where you do want to go, how you want to kind of move your wardrobe into one that actually is communicating what you want it to communicate. Because so much of our wardrobes can be full of it'll do clothes, where we've gone shopping, we've got frustrated, we just feel like we need to bring something home. It's that hunter-gatherer in us that we feel we've got to bring home the kill as such. And so we'll bring anything home rather than stopping and making a decision about whether or not that garment is really going to work for us. It really is going to, is it going to communicate what we want it to communicate? Is it going to, you know, work for us in our lifestyle? All those elements, but that communication element, that personal brand image element is actually so important. It's kind of what defines us. It what makes us memorable in many ways too. Now, it doesn't mean that we just have to wear only one sort of piece of clothing or only one style. In fact, I was working with an author client of mine the other day, and we were looking at a bunch of her different outfits, and she had some very bold and dramatic sorts of outfits, and then she had some softer outfits, and she works in the relationship space. And she, you know, when we were talking about them, she said, well, when I'm going in the media, you know, I want to be seen as more impactful. In some ways I caught a little bit of controversy. I want to be noticed. I want to stand out. And so those more dramatic outfits worked really well for those kind of occasions. And then she, you know, we were talking about this softer outfit, which there were many similarities. There was a through line between all the different outfits she'd chosen. It was a much softer version. And she said, this is like my Zoom outfit. Like, I tend to go to this all the time. And I said, is this where you have to, you know, listen to people, be that safe space when you're talking to them about their relationships? She said, yes, that's so right. So it's a softer version. It's not the version courting the controversy or trying to stand out and be seen and be noticed. It's the softer version. So it's not like we have to wear the same exact thing all day, every day. It's not a uniform, but it is starting to understand how we want to communicate, where we are, and as Daniel says, you know, what we believe in, what's important to us, what we actually want, and what we think of ourselves. All those things, they are coming into what we are choosing to wear. And this is where developing that style recipe is so useful, and thinking about how we can create our own version of an outfit formula. And so the outfits do not have to be the same. I never want anybody to think that I'm trying to lock you in to only wearing the same sort of thing day in, day out. Now, some people do like to wear something that's much more uniform. Other people, that feels constraining. But even when we are wearing things for very different parts of our lifestyle, so it could be doing exercise, going out casually, hanging around at the home, going out socially, you know, appearing on a stage speaking, no matter what that is, we want to have something that really expresses who we are as a person and what's important to us as a human. It's our individual identity rather than being, you know, a clone, one of the masses. And this is where, you know, there's often that balance of the feeling like I want to fit in, but I also need to stand out in some way. I don't want to be just so, you know, blended in with everybody else that I become that clone where I become forgettable. So it's particularly important if you're in some sort of industry where you, maybe you're an entrepreneur in the face of your business. Maybe you have to, you know, like you want to be a speaker and you want to get up on stages. You are doing social media like I am here and I'm, you know, being seen by people. Or even just you could be a lawyer in a courtroom. You could be needing to be seen in a meeting where, you know, you're one of many people in a meeting and you need to make sure that your voice is heard and your opinions and expertise are listened to. So it doesn't matter what you do in life. We all need to be ourselves and we need to be identifiable in some way or other. And we need to have our image and our personal, you know, clothing and our appearance work for us rather than working against us. We can be in harmony, we can be authentic, we can be congruent, or if we don't think about it, we can actually be incongruent. And what actually happens then is that the message is not received by the receiver in the way we want it to be because they are maybe weighing up, is what they're saying really right? Because I'm finding it hard to believe because they don't look like whatever they are saying. And that's when suddenly we get this big disconnect. So I want you to start thinking about what's your style recipe, what's your personal brand image, and how you want to be perceived, what it is you want to communicate with the world, and what it is that you want out of the world, because your wardrobe can really help you get there. It's a very underutilized tool by so many people who just either follow fashion, you know, wear the whatever they can find that fits, or, you know, whatever is currently in a store or whatever they happen to have in the wardrobe or on the floor drawer, wherever it might be, rather than actually putting any conscious or deliberate thought into it. The reality is we have to get dressed every day. So why not turn it into something that's going to help you what you want to get out of your life rather than hinder you? So Please do, if you would love some assistance with that, with this sort of work, finding out what works for you, figuring out what you want in your wardrobe, all those sorts of things. This is where my 7-step style program is great. Or, you know, if you want to have one-on-one support, I am here for you to do that as well. Thank you so much for watching, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.